The Eames House has long been a mecca for enthusiasts of mid-century modernism. Many of its design features are ubiquitous, but were revolutionary 70 years ago. Using mass-produced post-World War II materials, husband and wife team Charles and Ray Eames designed their home in Pacific Palisades, California. Now, their heirs are working to preserve the house for generations to come. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this report.
Charles Eames was an architect, his wife Ray a painter. Together, they designed iconic office and lounge chairs. They devised toys and made innovative films about math and computers. On a bluff overlooking the Pacific Ocean, the Eames built their house and studio with off-the-shelf prefabricated materials. Steel beams painted black framed the glass walls and doors, panels composed like a Mondrian painting, a block of cobalt blue here, a bright red-orange insert there.
Ray and I worked on it. We designed it together.
That's Charles Eames in 1956. On the TV show Home, he described their home to host Arlene Francis.
It's composed of standard factory units.
Standard factory units that don't look very standard or very factory in those pictures. That's what your beautification has done for them, you and Ray.
It was known as Case Study House No. 8 for a program challenging architects to design modern, inexpensive residences in post-war Southern California. It's now a National Historic Landmark. The Getty Conservation Institute, or GCI, has been helping plan for its future. Having preserved tombs in Egypt and ancient ruins in China and Latin America, the Institute's turned to conserving modern architecture. Susan McDonald is the GCI's head of buildings and sites.
Can we treat modern buildings the same way that we can buildings from the ancient world? Our thesis was we can.
So far, that's meant repairing the flat roof and replacing the asbestos floor tiles and installing a device to measure air particulates. Meanwhile, the house remains open to visitors who must enter without shoes.
Welcome, first of all. Thank you so much for coming. We love this house.
Eames House docent Jennifer Polito starts us in the kitchen.
Everything you see in here came out of a catalog, and it was affordable.
The Eames added their flair, painting an exposed pipe red, installing sliding glass doors, and creating artful assemblages.
So you'll see very common things like shells and little tiny objects, but together they're beautiful. The candlesticks were important. They had breakfast by candlelight.
A spiral staircase leads upstairs to two bedrooms with movable walls. The 17-foot-tall living room is light and airy. Glass doors open to a meadow connecting indoors and outdoors. The space is accented by exposed trusses, as well as layered rugs and cozy, low-slung couches. And everywhere, fabrics, toys, folk art, books, and souvenirs from their travels.
This is not your sterile, minimalist, unhappy hipster's home. This is a home that is lived in by two people who've been all over the world and are sharing some of, you know, what they've harvested in those adventures in their home.
Carolina Miranda writes about art and architecture for the LA Times. She's here, too, admiring the 1,500-square-foot house nestled into the hillside. It stands in stark contrast to the neighborhood.
It's so thoughtful and considered in terms of its design and its placement on the land, and then we walk up the hill and we're looking at McMansion construction, essentially, which is very unsympathetic. All they want are big bathrooms and a giant rumpus room and the ocean view.
You can glimpse the Pacific from inside the Eames House, too, but unlike its supersized neighbors, it sits far back from the cliff's edge in a meadow dotted with eucalyptus trees.
The sound of the birds, the rustling of the leaves, and on a quiet night, you can even hear the ocean waves crashing.
Lucia Dewey Atwood grew up visiting her grandparents, Charles and Ray Eames. She says they lived in harmony with nature and were always creative, wondrous hosts.
One time I arrived and Charles handed me a camera, and we spent the entire morning out in the meadow shooting images of daffodils.
Dewey Atwood is on the board of the Eames Foundation, whose goal, she says, is to show the way in which Charles and Ray lived.
And that does mean opening doors and windows. It means pulling curtains. It means having fresh bouquets in the house and having even a living tree in the house.
Dewey Atwood admits this poses conservation challenges, but her family doesn't want the house to be a hermetically sealed up museum. She says the 250-year plan she's directing takes into account the lifespan of the eucalyptus trees, and it incorporates her grandparents' modernist values.
You know, take your pleasure seriously
it's so amazing if you're working on an important project, if you sort of make it be fun, the ideas are just so much more fantastic. I mean, Charles and Ray really had this wonderful ability to invite you into the fun.
And that was the point, according to the Eames, to make life better by design. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.